AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says Russia would pay a severe price if they used chemical weapons in Ukraine. John Kirby at the Pentagon says Russia has a reputation for using those kind of weapons on people.
We continue to watch for the potential, and I want to stress the word potential that they could be banging this drum with the intent of creating some sort of false flag event that they could use it as an excuse to escalate the conflict even more.
Russian airstrikes hit airfields in the west and a major industrial city in the east in Ukraine, while a huge armored column that has been stalled for about a week outside Kyiv appears to have spread out. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Ukraine has informed the UN nuclear agency power line repairs have begun at the decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear plant in an effort to restore power supplies. President Biden is announcing the U.S. will move to revoke most favored nation trade status for Russia.
We're also taking a further step of banning imports of goods from several signature sectors of the Russian economy, including seafoods, vodka, and diamonds. And we're going to continue to squeeze Putin.
The Supreme Court in Texas has paved the way for the nation's toughest abortion law to remain in place. A ban on abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy took effect in September in Texas. Abortion providers there conceded a final blow to their best hope of stopping the new law. The U.S. Military Academy says cadets from that institution were involved in a situation in which six people overdosed on fentanyl-laced cocaine at a South Florida vacation home during spring break. Two of the six are in critical condition. A grand jury in Houston has decided not to indict Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson over harassment and sex assault allegations. Wall Street stocks finished lower. The Dow finished down 229 points. This is AP News. Germany's health minister is reporting a steady increase in coronavirus cases.
Health Minister Karl Lauterbach says Germany is in a situation he describes as critical, strongly rising case figures again, adding that the Omicron variant is a mild variant, but that's only true to a limited extent. Germany saw COVID-19 cases decline last month, but official figures show that the infection rate has increased for 9 consecutive days. Officials point to the spread of a version of the Omicron variant known as BA2, which by this week accounted for half the cases in Germany. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Relatives of Emmett Till joined with supporters in asking authorities in Mississippi to reverse their decision to close an investigation of the black teenager's 1955 lynching and instead prosecute a white woman at the center of the case from the very beginning. Authorities have known for decades Carolyn Bryant Donham, now in her 80s, played a key role in Till's death. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.